tiny shoes for all the animals of this world.
Something so heavy will slow us down.
But it is the only reminder I have of Father.
Surely you have a lighter reminder.
Well, there is this one-page letter he gave me, or this feather, or this paper bag full of his breath. But it's the anvil that really reminds me of him.
Oh, very well, you may bring it. But first, we must disguise you.
Once more, from beneath her voluminous skirts, the mysterious servant produced a disguise.
Right, let us leave. And remember, just behave like any normal dead admiral, giant rabbit, and Grandfather Clark.
Trafalgar, bloody good battle, apart from being killed.
Bong, 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 sister.
And good evening to you as well, Miss Clark. Nice anvil, by the way.
Just a bit further.
Against all hope, we had almost made it. But suddenly, a voice rang out which chilled me to my very marrow. I forget why I was carrying such a large vegetable. Part of the rabbit disguise, perhaps.
You four, stop exactly where you are and bend over.
Quick, everybody, this way.
We followed her down a steep staircase into a huge cavern. There was a bitter taste to the air, which Harry and I knew all too well.
The school salt mines.
One of the many, many punishments at St. Bastard's was to be sent to the salt mines, where boys went mad with thirst. Or to the neighboring pepper mines, where they often sneezed themselves inside out.
This will slow the headmaster down. He will not dare come in here without reinforcements, and they will take him some time to gather.
First brigade, take the left. Second, the right. The rest, follow me down the middle.
Damn! I forgot about the salt mine hussars. Run for it!
The salt is making me hallucinate. I keep thinking I can see a giant rabbit.
I'm dressed as a giant rabbit.
Oh, now there's two of them.
Hurry! They're gaining on us.
It's no good. I can't keep up. Leave me.
Perhaps if you stop hopping like a rabbit.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
I am going to weep now. And for your information, this will very much be a weeping of a forlorn and anguished nature.
No, I have a plan. We must smash through this wall to the neighboring pepper mine.
But what good will that do?
You'll see. Now take these shovels and dig. Dig!
We dug as if our lives depended on it, which they did. The hussars came closer and closer. We dug harder and harder. And then...
We're through! The pepper's coming in, mixing with the salt.
Then get down, everyone!
In those days, science wasn't as advanced as it is now. Everyone knew of people who had inexplicably exploded at mealtimes. But we did not yet know of the deadly explosive force unleashed when salt is mixed with pepper. In our ignorance, we blamed such deaths on acts of God or flammable cutlets. But this servant knew exactly what she was doing.
Achoo! Oh, damn this pepper! Achoo! Why won't it stand still and bend over?
Is everyone all right?
I think so.
I am.
Harry? Harry Biscuit?
My arm! My arm's come off! I've lost an arm!
Harry, you're dressed as Nelson.
Of course!
Here it is, tucked into my jacket.
I've lost an eye!
You're dressed as Nelson.
Of course. Here it is under this eye patch. It's all right. I'm fine, everyone. Did I have a third leg? No.
The scene around us was one of utter devastation. No one survived, apart from us. And then...
What have you done to my school? Bend over! Bend over, damn you!
He still lives.
Bend over!
No, he doesn't. Your anvil has saved us, Pepper.
In the explosion, the anvil had been blown high into the air and had landed straight on the headmaster's head.
Come, children, we must leave.
The roof of the mine had collapsed, and we crawled out onto some sunlit moorland, where we breakfasted on some freshly exploded and heavily seasoned grass.
Well, that's over, I can remove these vile garments.